Procne and Philomela. King Pandion of Athens had two beautiful daughters, Procne and Philomela. Procne, the eldest, left Athens to marry King Tereus of Thrace, by whom she had a son, Ictus. One year, her younger sister, Philomela, came to Thrace to stay with the family for a whole summer. The dark heart of Tereus, one of the darkest that ever beat, was fiercely disturbed by the beauty of his young sister-in-law, and he dragged her to his chambers one night and raped her. Fearful that his wife and the world might discover the hateful crime, Tereus tore out Philomela's tongue. Knowing that she was unable to read and write, he felt safe that she could never communicate to anyone the abominable truth of what had taken place. But over the next week or so, Philomela wove a tapestry in which she depicted for her sister Procne all the details of her violation. The wronged and raging sisters planned a revenge that would match the monstrous evil of the crime. They knew how to hurt Tereus most. He was a violent and repulsive man, given to wild rages and unspeakable depravities, but he had one weakness: his deep love for his boy, Ictus. This unbounded affection Procne and Philomela knew well. Ictus was Procne's son too, but what maternal love she once felt had been quite overmastered by hatred and an unquenchable lust for revenge. Abandoning all pity, the sisters went to the child's bedchamber and murdered him in his sleep. "Philomela will be leaving for Athens soon," Procne told her husband the next morning. "Why don't we hold a banquet tonight to bid her farewell and to honour the kindly hospitality you have offered her?" Philomela whimpered and nodded her head vigorously. "She seems to think it would be a good idea, too." Tereus grunted his assent. At the feast that night, a succulent stew was served, which the king greedily consumed. He soaked up all its juices with hunks of bread, but found he still had room for more. Just out of arm's reach lay a dish covered by a silver dome.
"What's under that?"
Philomela pushed the dish towards him with a smile. Tereus lifted the dome and gave a shout of horror when he saw his dead son's head grimacing up at him. The sisters screeched with laughter and exultation. When he realized what had been done to him and understood why the stew was so deliciously tender, Tereus gave a great roar and snatched down a spear from the wall. The two women ran from the room and cried out to the gods for aid. As King Tereus chased them out of the palace and down the street, he found himself suddenly rising into the air. He was being transformed into a hoopoe bird, and his yells of pain and fury began to sound like forlorn whoops. The Greeks thought the sound the hoopoe made was poo, poo, which means where, where, perhaps indicating the distraught Tereus calling for his son. At the same time, Procne was changed into a swallow and Philomela into a nightingale. Although nightingales are famous for the melodious beauty of their song, it is only the male of the species that sings. The females, like tongueless Philomela, remain mute. Shakespeare called the nightingale Philomel in Sonnet 102, "As Philomel in summer's front doth sing," but confusingly, Philomela's name is most commonly seen in the scientific name for the song thrush, Turdus philomelus. Many species of swallow are named after Procne to this day, and the hoopoe bird still wears a kingly crown.